This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously. The next morning, Bruce wakes up completely naked in his bed. Typical.
I appear to be naked. What the hell happened?
He lifts the covers to see his morning erection.
Whoa! My morning wood is rock hard.
Oh my god!
It's bad.
Alfred, can you help?
Alfred! Alfred, help! My morning wood!
He sees Alfred coming, so he puts the covers down and whispers to...
Oh, Alfred, you appear to be coming right now. I can't believe it.
Whispers to himself, I will take care of you later.
I will do it. Don't worry, Alfred. Your old man wood. It will be taken care of.
It's Friday Night Fan Fiction, Season 11, Super Hilarious, Mega Funny, Intro Bumper, or whatever. Val, you recording?
Yes, I already said I started recording like 5 minutes ago.
Sean, you recording?
Of course, I'm good at show.
Dave, are you Dave?
I am Dave to the max.
Are you Dave courting?
Oh, of course.
All right, well, let's get this done.
Some of us can go play Cyberpunk.
Dave, do you have it downloaded?
What downloaded?
Cyberpunk.
I mean, yeah, I was playing it like 5 seconds ago.
How is it?
I haven't gotten past character select because you rudely pinged me, reminding me I had such frivolous things as show.
What do you mean frivolous?
Sean told me you already told other people in another server that you couldn't play this evening because you had show.
No. I said I couldn't play the game. That didn't mean I can't launch it and make sure it fucking works.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I am your host, Steve-O. Joining me tonight are David, Valerie, and Sean. Logan is on the moon with Devin.
Wait, I thought Devin started wrestling with a singlet.
That's another thing, like the earworms that we've been getting stuck in our head because of the wrestling, which is there are some cats in America, there are some cats in America. And then you doing this the other day, Dave. Devin Gallo. Thanks for that.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could help.
It was in my head while I was going to sleep.
Now, what would be funnier is if you're like Devin, and then he's like standing above your bed, like straddling you, but like swinging his big dick and balls.
Oh, they've escaped the confines of his one strap
of the singlet. Yes,
the one strap wasn't good enough anymore.
For those of you that are not,
because it's funny to be weird. It's good content.
Mm-hmm.
It's GC, man. Good content.
It's good, Charlotte.
My name is Good Charlotte.
Good Charlotte is just one person.
My name is Good Charlotte. I am one person, I assure.
Yep.
2004. Don't be a bore.
No.
Good Charlotte,
for those of you that aren't hanging out in our Discord, we have started turning ourselves and Discord and Patreon people into wrestlers in WWE 19, I believe.
Oy.
Yes.
Yep.
Because 20 is terrible.
Yeah, and they didn't make it 2021 because 2020 itself was bad.
Yeah, screw 2020.
Both the year and the game, but I'm really looking forward to C-Lab 2021 next year. Our first story tonight is Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson story called Dares.
Oh boy, I can't wait to read it. Here we go.
Batman Beyond.
Can you do an Adam West voice, any of you?
No. No, it's impossible.
It's impossible.
Except for Adam West, who's dead.
He did die.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this meet now bullshit? I want to get rid of it. It doesn't deserve to be on my bar.
You can only hide it. You can't get rid of it.
Exactly.
I want to get rid of it.
You can't.
Just like the bodies.
You can't get rid of it, just like you can't get rid of Cortana.
I gotta get rid of Cortana. All she does is taunt me with her holographic boobies.
All she does is tell you that you're late for your meeting and why don't you use me more? Daddy?
I would use you, but you're ethereal and I can't. My penis passes through your photon.
First up is Val.
Doris, also known as Dares, by Snow.
Doris, also known as theirs. She is a woman. What a woman. It's Doris, also known as Doris.
I've been listening to this track called Arcade Master from Two Steps from Hell's newest Neon Knights album.
Mm-hmm. And
those were words. What does that mean?
It has the synth line from, it's the song by Animotion. It's the bip, 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 bip. Obsession. That's what it's called. You got it. I fucking got there. All right. It has that synth line in it, but it's like fully orchestrated. It sounds so fucking good.
Jumping back six topics, what was the name of the awful skating game that had Rapper's Delight in it, Dave?
Thrasher Skate and Destroy?
Yes.
Again?
We played that together.
I know we
and
did.
And it was awful, and I was the only one who beat the cop.
By skating away from him. We
yeah, the PNG of the cop was trying to get you. He's like, I'll get you, you little punk. And you're like, no, nah, I jumped over a wall, bro.
Val, we need to send that to Cuso Grande.
Send what?
Thrasher Skater Die.
Oh my god. I'm pretty sure they heard
or
of it.
Or Skater Destroy or whatever it is.
Oh. All right. Yeah, because Skater Die, you know it.
Skate or die.
Summary chapter one.
Summary chapter one.
So the entire thing is this part of the summary, apparently. Bruce and Dick have just arrived back at Wayne Manor from the police gala honoring Bruce. Also, fly, go away. Get out of my glasses. They both remove their shoes at the door. I hate how it's present tense. I don't get really into it.
It's like you're there right now.
Also, I hate how they have two spaces after the period.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that is how it's supposed to be.
No, it's not.
Space or die.
No, not ever since we stopped. Like, they even fixed that on freaking typewriters. It used to be that you had to do that for typewriters, but even nowadays, typewriters, you don't need the extra space.
Do they still make typewriters? Also, this story is old. Very old.
Yes, you do.
Space. Need extra space. Space.
Still. Anyway, okay. Bruce takes off his jacket and bow tie. Only those. Bruce walks over to a chair and sets his tie and jacket down as he unbuttons. I don't know why it's, like, blue.
It's saying unbuttoned, not unbuttons.
No, it says unbuttons.
It says unbuttons.
They're saying change it to unbutton with an ED.
Well, no, like, he...
As Val pointed out, this is present tense and not past.
Yeah, I know. They're fucking up all the tenses.
Yeah, and removes it. He notices that Dick has already removed his jacket, vest, and tie and is lying on the couch. Bruce undoes the buttons on the cuffs of his shirt. Both Bruce and Dick are drunk. Okay.
But he's a minor.
I don't know when this era is set for.
I don't know.
I thought it was like young adult.
Young Ward?
Young Ward?
Well, he starts off at like 13 until who knows how old.
According to Google, I went to how old is Dick? He's 94.
No.
Oh, that's Dick Van Dyke. Sorry, never mind.
Is he still alive?
Yes, he is.
God, he's fucking old.
Yeah, he is.
He's a vampire. He's just going to live forever.
I'm going to live forever. I'm Dick Van Dyke. Kronkadunkin?
Kronkadunkin.
Kronkadunkin.
Yeah, that was his catchphrase in the show.
This went places.
Yeah. So Bruce decides to play a game with Dick. He goes over to Dick on the couch and asks,
do you want to play a game?
Yes, Jigsaw.
Yeah, I know at least two people on the call want to play Cyberpunk 2077.
I wouldn't know anything about that, Bob.
I have to wait until 9:40 my time to go get it.
That's because Canadian's not real.
Yeah.
Betty White is 98.
Yeah.
She's old.
Yeah.
And she'd probably fucking body slam you right through a table.
Oh, Angela Lansbury is 95 and still alive.
I want to know if someone made Betty White in wrestling.
Can we pair Betty Wright and Devin? Betty White, not Betty Wright.
No,
Betty
I'm going to put her with fucking Joe Biden, and it's going to be presidential powerhouse. It's going to be Murder, She Wrote. Murder, They Wrote. Even though it's Angela Lansbury, I don't give a shit.
Murder, They Vote.
Ooh! Ooh, that's good. All right, we're about to find out. Let's go. Fucking let's do this. Fucking hashtag Betty. I have to spell it right. I'm too
Val,
excited.
Do you
want to
read
know.
While he's looking?
Okay. Dick says, "Sure. What kind of game?
How about Truth or Dare?" suggests Bruce.
That's a weird game that he would suggest. Anyway, okay. Dick says. Bruce says, "Truth or Dare." Dick says, "There." Bruce says, "I dare you to remove your shirt." Dick stands up and unbuttons the cuffs of his shirts. All of them. Then he unbuttons the shirt down the middle and takes off the shirt, revealing his ripped chest. Kapow.
Got bad news.
There's no Betty White.
Oh.
Will you have to make Betty White from scratch?
I'm not going to make Betty White.
Oh.
But you're welcome to make Betty White and then upload her so I can download her.
I don't own the game.
Well, then I'll go own the game.
They never put it on sale. They only put the most recent game on sale.
And it's still full price.
Well, then fucking buy this one. It's $20.
It's $50.
Well, then buy it. It's worth it.
Dave, I bought you meat. I'm not buying another game.
Why aren't you buying another game? You could be helping me make these superstars come to life, but you refuse on account of your weird, I don't want to do things ever because I'm Steve.
Because I have a child.
I have a child too.
Also notice how I was there and Tony was conspicuously absent during Phasmophobia.
Yeah, I did notice that. But then Tony showed up as soon as you left. I was there.
No, he didn't.
Shut up, Val. You're ruining this for me.
Well, I already told him.
Val, shut up. Don't. He doesn't know. He's not smart like me and you.
I won't even know if he's still alive until you tell me whether or not he delivers the tibbles. Your titties.
Oh, he did deliver those.
Okay, so he is still, in fact, alive.
Yeah, he delivered them. It was good. It was good stuff. It was some hot rabbit tits. Don't burp at that.
Go ahead, Val.
How many shirts? Okay, then sets the shirts and the couch and... Okay. And sits back down. Dick asks, "Shirt over there, Bruce?" Bruce says, "There," because he was thinking it would be easy like the one he gave Dick. Dick says, "I dare you to strip completely naked and run around the mansion naked for 5 minutes. Which would not be even like a single lap of it.
He'd go down one hallway.
Yeah. And also, isn't he like in a wheelchair?
Who?
Bruce?
Bruce.
I mean, only if he's Dick Van Dyke years old.
Yeah. I thought that in...
Like, are we talking about, like, Batman Beyond Batman?
I thought so.
No, Dick is Robin / Nightwing.
Oh, okay, okay, never mind then.
This isn't Beyond.
Okay, Bruce complains for... Wait, does that mean that he's George Clooney?
Sure, yeah, we'll go with that. We'll go with the least defensive Batman.
Bruce complains for a minute... And then starts the dare. Bruce unbuttons the rest of his shirt and then takes it off, revealing his muscular chest. He sets the shirt on a chair next to the couch. Bruce removes the fancy belt and places it on top of the shirt. Bruce unbuttons and unzips his pants and pulls them down to his ankles and zips out of them. Bruce is now standing in his underwear and socks.
I like the idea that if Batman takes his shirt off, underneath is just a different head of somebody else who played Batman.
I'm with that.
They're also wearing a shirt, and then they take that off, and it just goes backwards through time.
Sure. He decided, oh my god, we changed tens, to remove the socks first. After removing the socks, damn it, it stands up.
His stands up.
Yeah, apparently we're in JoJo now, and removes his black boxers. He slow pulls them over his dick, and then steps out of them and he's completely naked. Then Bruce starts running around the mansion naked. He is doing fine till goes by Alfred's room and knocks picture off the wall.
With his humongous dick just sticking out.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, Alfred, are you awake? I've got a limbo stick.
I am very awake, sir.
Okay, limbo under my penis, Alfred.
How low can you go?
Oh, yes.
How low
can
you go?
Oh, yeah, baby, tell me how
much
a penny's worth.
Here I go, yes, I am an Alfred Pennyworth.
So, it seems like the person is already one hand writing.
Yeah.
I'm
sure they needed to do that in order to start this idea of a story anyway.
Yeah. He wakes up Alfred and he comes out. He looks at Bruce and says, "Why, Master Bruce, you are completely naked? What happened to your clothes?"
What happened?
I took them off, Alfred.
Like, not what happened. It's what happened.
As you know, when somebody takes off their clothes, they become naked.
No, really?
Yes.
Batman, you only use that voice when you have clothes on.
But now I don't. It's all mysterious.
He just runs through the hallway. Wee!
Here I go, big swinging Batman over here.
Bad dong. Bruce explains what happens.
I'll hit you with my bat hammering.
Bat dong.
My dog. My dog. Look at my dog.
and continues his naked run. By the time he gets back to where he started, Dick is passed out on the couch.
Dung.
Bruce picks up his clothes and walks naked, up to his room. Bruce is about to hop in the shower when he hears a phone ring.
Ring. I'm the Batman's phone. Ring.
No, it's the Bat phone.
Name three DC superheroes that aren't in the Justice League.
I don't know who's in the Justice League.
Everyone is in the Justice League.
That's not true. There aren't.
I don't remember who's in DC outside of Batman, Robin, Joker, and Superman. Oh, and Wonder Woman.
That's rough.
I know Marvel a bit more because that's what I grew up watching and reading a bit, but...
I pulled up a list. Let me pull these out. Ebony White, Dog Welder, and Arm Fall Off Boy.
That is literally the worst character list.
Wouldn't it be Fallout Boy?
That's a character from both The Simpsons and Bands.
Wow. Okay.
Created in 1989, Arm Fall Off Boy was one of many superheroes interested in joining the Legion of Superheroes. His audition consisted of him showing off his power.
That doesn't count. That doesn't fucking count. The Legion of Superheroes are all
dopes. He could literally rip his arms and beat people to death with them.
All right.
He explicitly says limbs, though, so it's possible he can remove his legs, too.
And probably his dick.
Even still, despite all this truth in advertising, the Legion rejected him, probably because anybody can recreate this power simply by grabbing a baseball bat and swinging for the fences.
Exactly. It's literally the worst.
Yeah.
Sounds like something Grant Morrison made in Drug Haze.
What are you going to pick next, Matter Eater Lad?
He's next on the list.
I bet. Matter Eater Lad is a fat guy who decides that he wants to eat everything. It's really the worst superhero.
Oh.
Ha ha ha. You know what's funny? Fat people. Ha ha ha. And I'm like, dude, come on, man.
So he's a worse the Blob.
Yeah, essentially.
No. The Blob was at least like kind of evil and interesting if you thought about it. Yeah. But Matter Eater Lad, his whole shtick was he could eat anything he wants.
Hold on a second. Dog Welder, the character's main and really only fighting method is to grab a torch and weld dead dogs onto people's bodies.
What?
Amazingly, he's a good guy, as he typically only welds dogs onto criminals' bodies.
Poor desecrated dogs.
Xavier, for your first year going trick-or-treating, I'm going to dress you up as Dog Welder. There's a second one! Later on, DC gave us a second Dog Welder with an expanded backstory.
Oh, fucking amazing.
Was Captain Canuck Marvel or DC?
I believe it was Marvel.
Yeah. There is a Captain Marvel in DC as well.
Oh, he's neither. He's Comely Comics.
Who?
Comely Comics, which is a great fucking name.
Yeah. But yeah, I know that at some point he did a crossover. Let's see.
What the hell is the name of the Jewish superhero?
Superman.
No.
Spider-Man. Batman.
He did with Marvel, with The Guardian.
I'm glad that there's a list of Jewish comic book characters. That's great. Happy that the members of the Chosen People have their own dedicated page for their superheroes. But under Marvel Comics, the first name on this list doesn't sound like a superhero. It sounds like my rabbi, Bernie Rosenthal.
Hello, I am Bernie Rosenthal. I am going to make sure that you aren't going to be able to fight me in a big all-time arena. Steve-O!
What? Oh my gosh.
Thank you, dog.
Reuben Flagg, that's who I was thinking of.
That's the bad guy from The Stand.
I know that his name was Flagg, but I didn't think it was Reuben Flagg.
It was Ronald Flagg, I'll be real.
So this is his cousin, Sandwich Flagg.
Yeah. His Sandwich Flagg, no, my boy, I'm the Prince of Darkness.
Here's your pastrami, Bernie Rosenthal. All right, go ahead, Val. This is a long tangent.
Yeah. Bruce peers out of his room to see if Dick is going to answer it. The phone is still ringing, so Bruce runs down the stairs, completely forgetting that he is naked still. Bruce picks up the phone, so apparently Alfred, you only have one phone in the freaking entire house.
All I heard is, I appear to be naked house.
I appear to be a naked house, Alfred.
Oh, I just read the next line.
Do it.
Sorry to call so late. This is Commissioner Gordon. Harvey Bullock just broke up with his girlfriend. I thought that you and Dick could come over tomorrow night and try and cheer him up.
It doesn't actually count as an emergency.
The quotes don't end, so I'm guessing that it goes all the way to Bruce says.
Yes.
Okay, we will bring the liquor and maybe even Harry Dent. Harvey
bring
Dent.
The liquor.
If we can pull him away from his office. Oh, it's before he became Two-Face. Okay.
Must be.
Bruce says goodnight to Commissioner.
Good night, Commissioner. I love you forever.
No, it's not Commissioner.
Good night, Commissioner.
Yeah, Commissioner.
Commissioner.
And head back upstairs to get shower. Is shower.
Get a shower.
I'm going to move my shower downstairs.
You smell really good.
All right, I'm done.
My turn. Dick gets up for a second while Bruce is going.
Yeah, get up your dick.
Up the stairs and says, no, oh no. What does Dick Grayson sound like?
I'm Dick Grayson.
Nice butt, Bruce.
Yeah, but he says that in a second.
Okay, so nice bumpers. Chapter 2. The next morning, Bruce wakes up completely naked in his bed. Typical.
I appear to be naked. What the hell happened?
He lifts the covers to see his morning erection. Whoa!
My morning wood is rock hard.
Oh my god!
It's bad.
Alfred, it. Did you help?
Alfred! Alfred, help! My morning wood!
He sees Alfred coming, so he puts the covers down and whispers to...
Oh, Alfred, you appear to be coming right now. I can't believe it.
Whispers to himself, I will take care of you later.
I will do it. Don't worry, Alfred. Your old man would. Your old man would. It will be taken care of.
Alfred comes in with a breakfast tray for Bruce.
Thank you. Oh, I love breakfast in bed.
That better have sausage on it, if you know what I mean.
It has toast, juice, and eggs on it.
That's not sausage. Alfred. You failed me, Alfred.
Alfred tries to tell him that Master Dick's bathroom is under repair, but is dismissed before he has the chance. Alfred leaves to check on Dick. Bruce eats quickly and then sets the tray on the left side of the bed.
Nom, 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 nom.
Give me that food, Alfred. My food!
Alfred, I fed all my food to my morning wood. What do I do now?
Alfred, my penis craves meat. Something into my cockhole. Sound me with breakfast.
Sorry, Master Wayne. I can't pay attention to you right now.
No, I won't. I'll never stop. Sounding you with breakfast is hilarious.
I'm trying to make Betty White in this WWE game.
Betty White is impossible. No, I'm not. Stop taking my alcohol.
He lifts the covers and says,
hello, my little friend. Now it is time to take care of you.
Bruce takes his right hand and caresses balls and then moves it up and down.
Up and down and up and down.
His balls up and down?
Yes.
Apparently.
All right. He moves his hand faster and faster.
Faster. Faster.
Faster. Put more sausage in my dick hole.
Bruce takes a quick look to see that he now has a huge erection. Bruce lowers the covers and keeps moving his hand.
It could be bigger if you bundled breakfast into it.
Up and down his penis.
That's how the law of mass preservation works.
Try the new Bat Penis Slam. Only $17.99 at Denny's.
You can get it right now.
Senior citizens get it half off.
Steve, can you send me some Denny's?
Does Denny's do delivery?
No, but I want a grand slamwich right now.
I didn't know they made it as a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking look it up. The grand slamwich is fucking delicious. I got it after watching Game Grumps with my wife.
Okay, let me just close this tab on Jewish sandwiches, which I opened for some reason.
Oh, the grand slamwich is 100% not a Jewish sandwich.
No.
I'm aware. Also, the whole fact that pastrami on rye is considered a Jewish sandwich. Rye is not an edible bread. Rye is terrible.
It just passes through you. It's designed specifically to take all the nutrients out of your lower intestine.
Steve-O, you know what Jewish food tastes like.
I know. I still have yet to try gefilte fish, and I will hopefully go to my grave with that virginity intact.
Sean, great idea for the next meetup.
No.
What's that?
Gefilte fish.
Gefilte fish is awful.
I know.
If we do gefilte fish, you have to put every hot sauce you own on one.
I own too many hot sauces.
I don't care.
You just put one dab of every single one.
All right, you know what? Bet. Let's do it.
What?
Next fucking meetup at my house, I will put all the hot sauces that I own on the gefilte fish, and then I will eat it.
On a single gefilte fish?
On a single one.
I didn't say you have to eat it. I just said you have to put them all
no,
on
No,
it.
I'm going to eat it. I'm going to fucking put my fucking dick where my dick is.
I'm going to fucking put this gefilte fish with hot sauce into my dick for breakfast.
Exactly. It'll make my dick huge and hot. Women will be irresistible to my dick. My fishy dick.
Wait. Question. Do you pat it dry first?
No, it has to be wholeheartedly wet. And then when women get close to your dick, the heat will melt them like a thousand suns. Did I get disconnected or did I go too weird?
No.
We heard you.
No, I was processing.
All right, back to the dick breakfast story.
Blah, 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 blah.
Bruce lowers the covers and keeps moving his hand up and down his penis. Bruce keeps going for a few more minutes, and then he can feel himself begin being to climax. He finally gets the much-need release as he comes all over himself and the sheets.
Oh my god!
My sheets!
My sheets!
While Bruce is using the sheets to clean up, Dick is downstairs eating breakfast with Alfred. No commas. This is frustrating. Alfred says, oh, there's a comma.
Master Dick, are we enjoying breakfast?
Dick replies, yes. Then Alfred gets up and says, I need to check on Master Bruce.
Boner Bruce.
Alfred gets up and goes upstairs to Bruce's room and sees him getting out of the bed naked. Alfred says, naked again, Master Bruce? Bruce says, I'm not sure what happened, but I was naked in my bed this morning. I am finished with breakfast, and the sheets need to be washed again. Alfred asks, a nightmare again, Master Bruce? Bruce lies and says, yes, Alfred. Alfred thinks that makes five times this week. How many days are we into the week?
I'm guessing five.
Five.
Why doesn't the guy use a freaking tissue?
Maybe it's against his religion.
Meh.
Hold on, I lost my spot. My eyes defocused. Bruce shouts to Alfred, tell the driver to come up here when he arrives. Alfred replies, of course, Master Bruce. Dick finishes his breakfast and heads upstairs to Bruce's bathroom because his is under repair. Dick goes in and brushes his teeth and washes face. Bruce stops the shower for a moment and gets out to see what's going on. Bruce hops out of the shower completely naked.
Well, yeah, that's usually how you take a shower.
And says, what are you doing in my bathroom? Dick replies, mine is under repair. Dick is trying not to stare at Bruce, who is naked, so he takes quick glances. down, up, down, up, down, down, left, right, left, right. After a few minutes, Bruce hops back into the shower and hears a door slam. So just quick glances for a few minutes while nothing is being said.
And he just sits there, or rather stands there.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Wow.
Hears a door slam and thinks that Dick left. He starts the show back up and starts to masturbate again. Bruce starts working his hand up and down his dick. Bruce keeps saying, I am Batman, repeatedly.
And I cannot be stopped.
That's not healthy.
I can't come unless I'm reminding myself that I am, in fact, Batman.
My favorite thing about me is that I am Batman.
David, you're up.
Oh, okay. Here I go. What page are we on?
This makes Dick duck down and watch in the mirror on page 4.
None of the words you just said make any sense. But here we go.
This makes Dick duck down and watch in the mirror. Dick can watch in the mirror because Bruce insisted on installing fog-proof glass in the bathroom. After a few minutes, he hears a moan and sees Bruce kill. After that, Bruce's driver comes up. He tells the driver, strip! Dick thought that Bruce meant him, so he beams to strip until he notices the driver. I won't do that. I won't do it. The driver says,
how about we play a game of truth or dare then? And I start.
Man, millionaires really need a hobby.
He's a billionaire. It's called Truth or Dare Billionaire.
Truth or Dare Billionaire Edition.
Yeah. Says Bruce.
Okay.
Says the driver. Bruce says,
Truth or Dare.
The driver picks Dare because he wants to dare Bruce to do something. And Bruce says,
I dare you to get naked and get in the shower with me.
Sir, you tried this last week and it didn't work.
It totally worked.
The driver removes his hat, his jacket and shirt. And then he sits down and removes his shoes and socks.
Wait, did he removes his belt? Okay. I was just making
sure. And then his shoes before his socks.
Wait, he still has his pants on. He still has his pants. Yeah. Okay, yep. This is good continuity. We just got to make sure. Once he's down, he stands up and removes his belt. Then he unzips and unbuttons his pants and push them past his knees and steps out of them. He is left standing in his boxers, which he teases Bruce with. He puts his hand inside the boxers and pulls them down about an inch at a time. Then he pushes them over his dick and let them fall to the ground. He steps out of the before entering the shower. The driver asks,
Bruce, truth or dare?
Bruce is not afraid of the dare, so he takes the dare. He takes dare. The driver says,
I dare you to run to the front gate naked, jump in the fountain,
because he has more than one,
and then come back and give me a blowjob.
So this is a Grand Theft Auto 4 meets Batman story now.
Cousin, go jump in the fountain, then give me a blowjob.
Cousin, let's get naked together.
Then we go bowling.
Naked together.
I'll put your batarang between big American titties.
And big Batman balls.
No, it's bat balls.
Bat balls.
Bruce gets out of the shower and runs down the stairs and out the front door. Alfred closes the door behind him.
I don't want to catch a draft in here. The power bills are outrageous, Master Bruce.
Next up is Sean. I'm sorry, no, you're not done yet.
I was going to say, I'll let that ride. That's not a problem.
Bruce runs to the gate and then sees the fountain and jumps in.
Bruce heads to the front door and rings.
Can you try that again?
Bruce heads to the front door and rings the bell.
Ding-a-dong.
Alfred answers and asks,
Master Bruce.
Superintendent Cousin, welcome.
Wait, no. I've always had an affinity for Michael Caine's Alfred.
Master Bruce, how did you get outside naked?
The one where he sounds like he's literally murdering the last consonant of every word he says.
I seem to be murdering the consonant of every word, Master Bruce. I gotta go jump in the rows.
Alfred is already asking.
He explained what... He explained what happened and runs back upstairs and hops back in the shower. The driver points to his dick and says, Enjoy. Bruce kneels and puts the drive's dick in his mouth and moves his head back and forth.
The drive's dick?
That's what it says?
That's what it says.
All right.
After about 5 minutes, the driver is about to come. Bruce is told to keep sucking his dick. As the driver starts calming, Bruce tries to pull away, but the driver makes him swallow his cam. Bruce gets up and drinks some water from shower head. Then they kiss and wash each other for another 10 minutes.
Oh, snowballing.
And then the driver gets out and goes and sits in the car and waits for them to take Commission Gordon's place.
Yeah, they're taking commissions.
Meanwhile, at Commissioner Gordon's, Officer Bullock is waking up. Officer Bullock sleeps in the nude. He gets up and looks down at his 11-inch dick and goes to fix breakfast. He's just like, oh, yeah.
With his dick.
Yeah.
No, he's just like, oh, well, at least it's still there.
Does Officer Bullock not have object permanence?
I guess not.
Yeah.
While he is fixing breakfast, Commissioner Gordon comes down. Bullock turns all the way around so Commissioner Gordon can get the good luck. Bullock asks, do you want some breakfast? Commissioner Gordon doesn't answer because he is transfixed on Bullock's dick. After a minute, Commissioner Gordon say, can you put that thing away?
It's freaking
Bullock
me out.
Bullock says, you want to play with it? Maybe at the breakfast? Let me borrow your robe. He goes over and Commissioner Gordon hands him the robe.
Commissioner Gordon is now just sitting in his boxers.
I like how your Russian narrator does the very convincing New York accent. Exactly. Very good job. All right, circling to Sean and then back to Val for the last page.
Bullock says, "Sorry, I like to sleep in the nude." Bullock goes back and finishes up breakfast. When he is finished, he brings it over to the table. They eat breakfast, and then Bullock asks, "Commissioner, how about a game before we get dressed?"
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I wonder where this is going. "Okay," Gordon says.
"We're gonna play Jumanji."
"Okay then, truth or dare, Commissioner Gordon?" Gordon replies.
There's no comma there, so the game is truth or dare, Commissioner Gordon.
Yep.
"Truth or dare, Commissioner Gordon."
"What the hell, dare?" Bullock says. "I dare you to remove your boxes." Commissioner Gordon stands up and reaches in his boxes and plays with his dick first. This is no end quote, so it's all Bullock saying this. Then he starts to remove...
two boxers?
Then he starts to remove two boxes. Suddenly, he reveals his pubic hair.
Slowly.
Shit. Slowly, he Fuck.
Slowly, he turns into Sean.
Slowly, he becomes a Canadian.
Slowly, he reveals his pubic hair and then his dick, eh? He lets the boxers fall to the ground.
He lets the dick fall to the ground.
Kerthunk.
The dick is now falling to the ground. Sean cannot be stopped.
Let the dick fall to the ground.
Let the penis hit the ground.
Let the penis hit the ground. Savage.
He lets the boxers fall to the ground and steps out. Gordon asks for his robe, but Bullock refuses.
You know, I was actually mad at you and Logan for years, Dave, constantly saying that Savage on the Floor with Bodies was my best mashup ever.
I mean, it was, though.
It's not. It's the worst. It's not even a song. It just counts as noise.
It's actually really good.
It's not good. I'll put it on at the end of this episode, and we'll let the listeners judge for themselves.
They're going to be on my side on this one.
Okay, fine. If you hear, or when you hear this, be sure to come into our Discord or send us an email, carrier pigeon, whatever. The emotes are going to be David face for Dave's side, Steve-O's face for Steve's side. Steve-O's butt if you can't decide.
Steve-O's butt if you can't decide. 1-800-922-7373.
Bullock watch as Gordon heads up the stair naked. Bullock goes over to the pool and removes the robe and goes for a naked swim. After Bullock swims for about 5 minutes, he gets out and grabs a towel and dries off. Then he grabs a dry towel and heads up the stairs and opens the door quietly. He opens it just enough to see the commissioner in the shower. The commissioner... What?
Sorry, you just reminded me when you were talking about the 1-800 number. This was an actual number. 1-900-9099-CRY.
1-900-914-FREAK. Wow. Call the Freddy Freaker Hotline, baby.
$2 for first minute?
It's $2 for the first minute. Watch the commercial real fast. It's only 30 seconds.
Video unavailable in my country.
What?
Oh, wait, no. Playback on other websites has been disabled.
So just watch it on YouTube.
All right, I'll do that after. Where am I? Back to the pool. Then he heads back upstairs and closes the door to the small opening. So you can see the commissioner's reaction when there is no towel to dry off with. The commissioner gets out of the shower and shouts, "Bullock, what did you do with all my towels?" Bullock starts laughing and heads into the bathroom wearing the commissioner's robe. The commissioner asks, "How about we play a game?" Bullock says, "Sure, I'm up for a challenge." They're already playing a game.
Too bad.
But we're going to play a different game.
A game within a game.
We're going to play Twister now.
We're going to play Tic-Tac-Doe.
That's Homer's version.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest version of Trivial Pursuit?
Trivial Pursuit, 1980s banker edition.
Trivial Pursuit, the year in review, 1992.
God, what was it? Just Vanilla Ice trivia the entire time?
Don't forget the turtles.
Go, Ninja, go, Ninja, go.
There's a Globetrotter version.
What?
That's awesome.
Imagine if they got a 2020 version out.
Oh, it just explodes when you buy it.
Commissioner Gordon says, Fine, for each towel you took out of the bathroom, you must take a dare from me. How many towels did you remove from the bathroom? Bullock says, 5. Commissioner Gordon says,
Wait a minute. They made a specific Trivial Pursuit set just called Italian Football Teams?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Oh, no. They made a Rick and Morty set.
Of course they did. Like, duh.
Commissioner Gordon says, First, I dare you to bring back the towels and remove my robe.
Question?
Yeah.
Question mark?
No, that wasn't just me questioning. That was also in the story.
Yeah, exactly.
Bullock protests, but then I will be naked. Commissioner Gordon says, Well, you should have thought of that before you took the towels out of the bathroom.
Aw, damn, I got my hopes up. I'm just now getting, like, to another section in the Trivial Pursuit list, and I saw that there's a Trivial Pursuit Junior, and I thought it was all about the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it.
Why would it ever be that?
It says 2001 for 5th edition. I just assumed there was so much material from the first four that they had to do a new one each year since it came out in 1996. It tracks,
I guess.
No, it doesn't.
Bullock stomps away and get the towels. When he comes back, he hand the towels to Commissioner. The Commissioner take one towel to dry off and puts the others away. Then he wraps it around his waist. Bullock slowly undoes the straps on the robe and then removes it. Commissioner Gordon picks up the towel and put it on. Then he says, I dare you to stand there while I hit you with a paddle 5 times. Bullock says, Wait a minute. Commissioner Gordon says, Remember, you agreed to this.
No.
Not really?
Not really. Like, you didn't even get a safe word.
Anyway, Val's turn.
All right.
Yay, thank you for being Steve for a minute.
Someone has to be.
It's already so much work being me and then taking care of baby. I don't want to be Steve-O too.
Go ahead, Val. It's your turn.
Well, I thought you were going to read.
It's your turn to read.
Oh.
You were first.
Well, I thought the whole joke was...
He said, Val, it's your turn. I said, Val, it's your turn.
Okay.
How did that translate to it being my turn?
Well, I heard Val is me now.
I said Sean was... Okay, you're now married to the concept of Steve, not Steve himself.
My brain is...
Understand the concept of Steve.
Yes. He leaves to get the paddle, and Commissioner Gordon comes back and tells Bullock... Wait, the guy didn't just run away. Okay, I'm going to count them out. count them out. Words are art, okay? One.
Understand.
Nothing
understand
wrong with me.
The concept of words.
You're lucky I'm too tired to get up and go punch you.
Soon you can send Xavier to do that.
Did you guys see the video of him kicking me in the crotch?
No.
It is golden.
He is having a big giggle fit, and then his legs are spazzing, and he knees me right in the gonads.
Baby's first crotch shot.
Yep.
Everyone take a drink.
Then the paddle hits Bullock's butt hard for the first time. 2.
Nothing wrong with me.
Commissioner Gordon hits Bullock's butt again. 3. After his pedal, Bullock's butt is starting to get red, so Commissioner Gordon decides to aim for the left cheek on the last 2. What a nasshole. 4.
Nothing wrong with me.
Commissioner Gordon. Okay, are we doing the song or are we doing the count?
Yes.
And swings it like a golf club. That's gonna hit the balls that way. That's not how you do it. You do it like a tennis.
Dave, did FedEx ever bring your stuff?
Yeah, got here yesterday.
Awesome. Yay. I'm happy what to stuff? Hear that.
I'm fucking sloshed right now. It's great.
Ah.
Oh, wonderful.
I mean, I'm fucking sloshed.
I'm feeding alcohol to my dick.
I can put it right down my dick hole. It makes my drunk penis powerful.
When your whiskey literally has whiskey dick.
It has whiskey dick.
You mean your dick has whiskey dick, not your whiskey.
Yeah.
Like a golf club and hits the left cheek of Bullock's butt. 5.
Nothing wrong with me.
And Commissioner Gordon swings as hard as he can. What an asshole. Wow, my butt really hurts.
My butt? Ow.
Ow. My butt. My butt.
My butt.
Commissioner Gordon says, Dare three. I dare you to walk to my mailbox completely naked and then back to the bathroom. And it doesn't close there, so Bullock heads out of the bathroom down the stairs. He heads through the kitchen and out to the front door. He walks to the mailbox, then he turns around and heads back to the house. On his way back to the house, he hears someone shout, He gets back up to the bathroom.
Time is up, but time is now.
Therefore, I dare you to get in the shower and give me a blowjob. What's the... Okay, blowjobs all around, I guess. Says Commissioner Gordon. Bullock protests? Yes, protests. But you know that I like girls.
It's okay, I like girls too.
It's just a bro
girls
job.
Are pretty good.
Yeah. Commissioner Gordon says, stop being such a baby and a wuss.
Peer pressure, peer pressure!
I wanted to make a joke about it not being peer pressure, but something else.
butt pressure.
That's why it's butt pressure.
Thank you. Commissioner Gordon gets in the shower and turns on the water and removes the robe and towel.
I really should have just been doing the Mario Kart music the whole time.
Rainbow Road is where you go when you get butt pressure. Rainbow Road.
Penis in your butt, Rainbow Road. It's penis in your butt.
Rainbow
it's penis
butt.
Inside your butt.
Rainbow Road. Then he hops in and starts playing with himself. Bullock says, fine, but this is a one-time thing, and you can't tell anyone, and I am not swallowing your cum. Bullock heads over to the shower and he gets in. If you want to get into a specific shower, you have to get over there. He kneels in front of Commissioner Gordon's dick.
Hi, Commissioner Gordon's dick.
He puts it in his mouth, and his head is getting all wet from the shower head. Yes.
Whoa.
What?
That was powerful.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Did it hit you on a personal level? Like the Spider-Man 3 gremlining?
Well, the Spider-Man 3 gremlin is really good.
Yes.
You would just be like, I want pictures of Spider-Man. And then Spider-Man comes into the Daily Bugle.
And then the door opened, and there's Commissioner Gordon and Officer Bullock in the shower.
It's a symphony.
Hey, Batman, I see you hanging out here with Commissioner Gordon. And Commissioner Gordon's like...
Beautiful.
Alfred, what does the Batmobile say about the location of the bad guy?
I'm gonna be so hoarse tomorrow.
That's okay. You only have to deal with baby.
Hey, Robin, what's your favorite inconsequential noises that are as heard from a Spider-Man?
I do.
Okay. Commissioner Gordon says, go on, it doesn't bite.
It doesn't bite.
Well, I hope your dick doesn't bite.
It's a big old dick.
Bitey dick.
Slide some eggs down it.
It's like the opposite of vagina dentata.
It's actually the worm from Tremors.
I want some applewood smoked bacon going down in that urethra. Don't say no. It would devastate me.
You already have the grease to make it smooth.
Exactly. Lube it up with the bacon.
Yeah. Bullock puts Gordon's dick back in his mouth, and Gordon pushed Bullock's head up and down his dick. It is about another 3 minutes. Yeah, so you have to do this for 3 minutes.
I'm not doing this for 3 minutes. You know what? Time me. How long can I go for?
Oh my goodness. I don't have my watch.
It's
you
fine.
Know that.
Time me at home. I'm going to edit this so that I win.
Uh-huh.
Damn.
Ow.
He choked on his own bile.
That was like 3 seconds, not 3 minutes.
Choked on his own penis.
Was he reading from the Torah?
Yes, that is how my bar mitzvah went. I read from my own penis.
Yes, like, that's you know the piece of foreskin that they removed? They actually wrote the part of the Torah that you had to read on it.
They do transliterations for people who don't actually read Hebrew lettering, so my transliteration was just 16 pages of... If I messed it up, I had to start all over again. Why do we do this?
Because life is pain, and yeah. We want other people to enjoy it.
Yeah, like, you might as well enjoy.
You might as well...
It is about another 3 minutes of what Steve-O did, and Bullock pulls off Commissioner Gordon's dick right before he is about to come and jacks off the commission.
Wait,
the
commission. He took his dick right off?
Yep.
Yeah, it's dick fall off, boy.
Oh. Oh.
That's my favorite DC superhero. His power is to make his penis fall off.
Yeah, you can just use it as a dildo. You still feel everything.
Since we're talking about it, let's talk about one of my favorite terribly bad anime pornos.
Sure.
So in it, this dude, in an effort like to make him better with women, his mom, who is a witch, casts a spell on his penis that allows it to detach attach to other things. Whenever it attaches to something, it becomes active again like a real dick, and he can feel it, and it's really funny. And at the end of the show, he turns into Bob the Beast Sap, which is really funny to me.
Okay. Oh my God. You guys talked about Bob the Beast Sap literally like 8 years ago on this show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I asked repeatedly, what is that? And I kept saying Bob the Bee Snacks.
Why Bob the Bee Snacks?
Because I couldn't remember what episode it was in, and I couldn't remember what it was. So who? Now I know it's Bob the Beast Sap. And what is this porno called?
I don't know the actual title because it has like a weird Japanese title.
Okay, I'm just going to look up Bob the Beast Sap.
Boku no Porno Academia.
That is not what it's called.
What?
Let's try to let me finish this time. and jacks off the commission until he comes. Commission Gordon, he went from commissioner to commission. Maybe it's because he lost his dick.
No, he's an artist now.
Commission Gordon says, see, that wasn't so bad. They wash themselves and then get out. Commission Gordon hands Bullock a towel to dry off with. Commission Gordon says, Dare 5, I dare you to stay naked the rest of the day and you cannot get dressed until 5 minutes before the party starts.
This reeks of Sonic and the Search for Love, where they're just coming up with rules under the guise of it being truth or dare.
Yes. Bullock says, Fine, I like being naked anyway. Bullock finishes drying off and throws his towel in the hamper and heads out of the bathroom naked. The commission wraps a towel around his waist and stops to look at his pecs and abs in the mirror before leaving the bathroom. And then he makes them dance. Yeah. And I'm done.
And that's the end of the story, yes?
Yes.
Yes, and it's been an hour.
We did it. We won.
Okay, we have one more to read. 69 hues of gay Chick-fil-A 2 going out back.
This is a Buster Manwomb story? Because this sounds like a Buster Manwomb story.
Yep.
Because you weren't here when we read the other Buster Manwomb story, and I feel like we owe it to them.
I guess.
1-900-9099-CRY. $2 for first minute.
1-900-914-FREAK.
In a world where sandwiches can be gay and Chick-fil-A decides to make that their problem, two sandwiches be gay until the spawn of a steakhouse gets paid to not mind their own damn business in Canada. Chapter 1, Highlander 2 is bay. No, it's not!
Yes, it is.
69. I don't know. Which one was Highlander 2? Was that
That's
season
the one where there were aliens and there was a subway that went 400 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I was going to say, was that Season of the Witch?
No.
No, that's Halloween 3.
The one with Michael Ironside actually saying, Wee!
Yep.
That is pretty good.
Yes, it is.
He was like, I'm not Splinter Cell yet, but wee.
Yeah, you're just having like a big old blast.
Goddamn, Buster Manwomb really has been knee deep in the fuck. And in these uncertain times is assuming you need to read about gay sandwiches fucking as much as they need to write it. Best known as the most talented wordsmith on Twitter that lives in a dumpster, parentheses, nice try, Aaron Carter, end parentheses.
It's because around that time, I believe Aaron Carter was too busy being a douche, stealing art from a very well-known artist, and then tried to sue them.
Yeah.
Follow them on Twitter at Buster Manwomb. Chapter Sandwich. Call me by your sandwich. Previously on 69 Hues of Gay Chick-fil-A. Wow, John Turturro's character from The Big Lebowski. Steve, the extremely gay Chick-fil-A sandwich, said, holding the hand of his proportionately pansexual sandwich partner, Pablo.
Hmm.
Sorry for ejaculating all over you and your Chick-fil-A 10 minutes before the health inspector arrived. Want help cleaning it? Just elope to fucking Canada, man, the Jesus said. Pre-sent day. It was a long and sexually charged voyage.
Just like the Mayflower.
I remember when Spider-Man 3 took the Mayflower to Africa.
You will be able to stop me, Spider-Man!
Yeah, dad, but with more bubbles. More underwater.
So you have to add the...
Yeah, once the water comes back out.
Now you just sound like a honey badger giving analingus.
How would you know what it sounds like?
Don't ask.
I just did.
I had a life before I met you.
Yeah, but you didn't even hear what I said, and that was funny, and you missed it.
What did you say?
I said in weird Spider-Man gibberish, you like that, don't you, Daddy?
Yes, I do, Honey Badger Daddy.
Because you said it was a honey badger giving analingus, so,
yes,
you know.
I do. I do. Yep. But the gay sandwich lovers Steve and Pablo escaped the homophobic persecution of their native Chick-fil-A through the plague-ridden, dystopic, late capitalist wasteland of the United States, hitting too close to home here, and to the flawed but serviceable liberal wonderland of Canada. Because somehow the country without a constitutional separation of church and state is less institutionally prejudiced towards LGBT plus folk.
Well, that's because the queen doesn't have time for your shit, so...
Oh, yeah, constitutional. It's still, like, in the laws that there are separation of church and state, but there's no constitution.
Right. I don't have any constipation either, thanks for asking.
I don't get no education.
Oh.
Hey, Steve!
Pablo called across the remote lakeside cabin they built in the chilly mountainous wilderness of butt-fuck nowhere, Alberta.
No, that's the place where a fucking Courage the Cowardly Dog takes place.
Butt-fuck happens.
Yeah, but there's a lot of butt-fuck nowhere all over Canada. Yeah.
What do you guys have? Like 6 square miles per person in capita?
No, a lot more.
More than that?
There's like 300,000 people in the entirety of Canada, and Canada is the second biggest country in the world. The first one is Russia.
You mean 300 million, not 300,000.
Yes, 300 million.
Bit of a difference.
Already words, numbers too. It's very late at night. I have to take care of a baby.
I'm glad he's still asleep.
Yeah, all I can focus on is Baba Bee Boo Boo.
So Google Maps can't find buttfuck.
Ah, damn. Yes, my virile gay sandwich lover. Steve answered from across the remote lakeside cabin they built in the chilly mountainous wilderness of buttfuck nowhere, Alberta, noticing Pablo was reading the newest issue of Gay Sandwich Bi-Weekly.
Wait, gay or bi?
Gay Sandwich Bi-Weekly. Twice a week, gay sandwich.
Or was it 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Yeah, that's one that always confuses me, is like bi-weekly doesn't mean like twice a week or every 2 weeks, because there's no, you have to specify it.
I wonder if anybody's ever jacked it to the 2 weeks lady from the original Total Recall.
I would hope not, but you know what? Whatever, if you're into it, that's your business.
It's the world. This world is, you know, there's someone.
Wait, she's not three titty lady, is she?
No, she's not.
Oh, no. Somebody has definitely jacked the three titty lady.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, that is 100%.
Oh, especially in the remake one.
No, 2 weeks is the malfunctioning replacement mask that he wears to try to get through Mars customs.
It's been so long since I've seen that movie.
It's freaky. Like, the 2 weeks scene, when she starts trying to make her mouth move, like, it freaks me the fuck out. Anyways.
Yeah.
Gay Vera sandwich lover. Pablo chugged a beer and threw the glass at a moose. Don't worry, the moose was an asshole. You want to fucking role play? Fuck yeah, I want to role play, Steve the sandwich said.
I put on my wizard hat.
By sheer force of gay will, they teleported to a costume store and spent the bulk of a 1980s power ballad montage that would make Rocky IV shrivel trying all the traditional gay role plays. Before choosing a taco costume and a bratwurst costume, role-playing a straight couple. Did somebody order a Italian sausage pizza? Not you, Dave.
Oh.
Pablo kicked the door open wearing a jiggly bratwurst costume and holding a pizza box at dick height. Oh, I thought I ordered a massage from a thick Italian, Steve the Sandwich exclaimed, letting the lettuce fold of his taco costume splay open. And I left my wallet at home. That's... Oh, right. Content warning. Skip 5 lines if you aren't comfortable with lampoons of dubious consent. That's okay. I'ma fuck you now, regardless of your willingness. The sausage erected. David, you're up.
All right. Here comes my erected sausage.
What page are we on?
3.
Yay! That's a drinky.
Did everybody drink and praise David for being good at video?
Praise David! Praise David, you do it!
Whoa! Taco hiked the lettuce fold shut.
That ain't kosher. That really isn't representative of straight sex.
See, now you are Michael Ironside as Splinter Cell.
As if your reference is porn, the sausage defended. Fair enough. Oh no, step bro. Please deprive me of your veiny trouser manticore. The taco porned. But it was too late. The sausage did a hecking descend onto the taco, supping upon his taco topping in a sexual manner that somehow looked both energetic and thoroughly unsatisfying for the taco. That didn't stop the taco from screaming like a gondola pilot during mating season, as the sausage did a bit of that asinine thing where they try to write the alphabet with their tongue.
All right.
A for Aleph, apple.
Bet.
B
vet.
For
Gimel.
Burlesque.
Dalet. Hey.
C
vav, cyan,
for cunnilingus.
Tet. Tet.
D Delta Burke. E exceptional inquity. F fucking yeah, give it to me, daddy. G certified G.
Keep going.
H hot, 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 hot. I, Iguanodon Igloo. L, J, K.
J, K. Keep going.
J, K, L, embarrassing. N, oh boy, that's the spot right there. Your tongue is prettier than a $20 whore.
Wow.
I'm gonna wrap your...
No, no, you have one more to go for me to yell pizza time!
Welp.
Okay, alright, I just wanted one throwback, that's all, we're good.
Anyway, that's what happens when you like my tongue. I'm gonna wrap your asshole around my thick pork loaf, the sausage yelled. Straight sex! Steve the Sandwich reminded Pablo, breaking character.
I mean, straight people have anal.
I'm going to glaze my cock with your taco juices. Oh, my womanly bits. The taco blushed. They're all glooshy. Peen yeet! The sausage yelled, lunging forward with a sexually. Meanwhile, at the Chick-fil-A headquarters, this is unacceptable. The homophobic CEO of Chick-fil-A, Jonathan Q. Chickophilia, screamed, crushing a needlessly expensive cigar between his fingers as he watched the camera footage of the two gay sandwiches fucking in one of his own restaurants. Look at these two slack-jawed rejected. Look at them fuck. Look at them!
I mean, I'm cool with it. Whatever makes them happy.
Sir, I don't want to.
Chick-fil-A's secretary stated, but they're ruining sex for the rest of us. Chick-fil-A insisted,
they're ruining sex for you.
The secretary corrected,
you'll be surprised how little other people fucking can bug you when you don't watch. Your hitman is here, by the way.
Where is he? He's 15 minutes late.
He's been in front of you for half an hour, sir.
The secretary said, pointing to the assassin that had been standing unnoticed in front of Chickophilia's desk the last two times he watched the entire video. Ah! Chickophilia exclaimed, putting his dick away. These deviant sandwiches are ruining straight porn for me. Find them and destroy them.
I'm pretty sure straight porn just ruins straight porn for people.
Yeah. The straight's ruining everything.
Yeah.
Crikey! The Bloomin' Onion answered Australian... Oh, wait, no.
Australianically.
Crikey! The blooming onion answered Australianically. I'll have their heads on a platter faster than you grill Joe and a Bobby. Good, Chickophilia said. We don't have any leads to their location, but we'll pay double. Don't worry yourself, the bloomin' onion declared. I have my ways.
It's called clogging arteries.
Hey, look, that fucking the ultimate bloomin' onion that we made, that was fucking excellent, all right?
Yeah, I feel like that still took a few years off my life. A few more years than the COVID year has taken off.
Chapter 2. Jurassic Park 3 is okay. About the author. Currently under self-quarantine in the New York Fry's grease trap, Buster Manwomb has been super busy playing Animal Crossing New Horizons and getting day drunk off of vodka distilled from discarded French fries.
Hey, reduce, reuse, recycling. Go ahead, Sean.
You know, Buster Manwomb is better for the environment than most Teslas.
Yeah.
Buster Manwomb is better for the environment than straight porn.
Ouch.
It's true.
I mean, yeah.
They have coronavirus symptoms, but worry not. Their adoptive wolf pack is dropping off strike-through roadkill groceries on a regular basis. Chapter 2, Down Under, Out Back. Let's see if I can't insult all of Australia with this one. Cheers for driving me all the way up to the snowy shithole that is Canadian Rockies, Bean Rider. The Bloomin' Onion got out of the car, thanking Bean Rider, private driver and coolest anime character not voiced by Steve Bloom in North America. No sweat, food boy, Bean Rider said nonchalantly yet powerfully. Thanks for letting me eat you a couple times. No problem, the Bloomin' Onion said, growing back the substantial body mass Bean Rider had repeatedly bitten off over the past several hours, like a cannibal carpooling with a Wolverine. Why? The Bloomin' Onion was birthed in Outback Steakhouse in Calgary, back when they had Canadian locations outside of Niagara. Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know, but I also don't care.
No, it's not. Niagara Falls.
Oh, Niagara?
Yeah.
Niagara. No.
It's supposed to be G-A-R-A.
Yeah, they're missing an A. I received a tip from a coked-up oil rig worker behind a donut shop that resembled a windmill, that everyone in Alberta has Wolverine's regenerative abilities. I've only been in Alberta long enough to realize that their marmots are much worse than rats, so I'm in no place to assume otherwise. Bean Rider drove off as the Bloomin' Onion walked up to the cabin the gay sandwich lovers were supposedly holed up in, gun at the ready. There was a sign. Welcome to Alberta, Canada's Texas, Montana, and Florida.
That's Jesus.
Fucking that's true. Of, the sign struck the Bloomin' Onion as odd, since they crossed the border from the States nearly 4 hours ago. Most likely either a how's that spelt wrong? Oh, they're missing an eye. Mischievous bear had made it as a prank. Or the sandwiches had just put it there to scare away British Columbians.
I mean, yeah.
Side note, what a weird name for a landmass that's not British and even less Colombian.
I know, right?
It's the Taco Time Mexi Fries of provinces.
What? Yes. Okay, say that again.
I gotta read the whole thing. Side note, what a weird name for a landmass that's not British and even less Colombian. It's the Taco Time Mexi Fries of provinces.
I think we talked about Mexi Fries at some point.
Probably.
He had it in a previous story.
Yeah.
That was probably it.
It was the Yoshi Booty World. That's what it was.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Bootios.
The Bloomin' Onion pulled out his gun. The lights were on in the cabin. Screams and sounds of moist percussion pulsed from within. The Bloomin' Onion kicked open the door with the tactical precision of some rando in Medal of Honor warfighter.
I think it's Medal of Honor.
No, it's spelled correctly.
We live in America.
I live in Canada.
No.
Yeah.
Home of the Eagle.
Wires aren't hassling you, man.
All right, you really shouldn't have bought this converter kit.
Only to have his aim swerved by a blast of eggy sex fog as soon as he opened the door.
Oh, you mean just like a rancid bottle of eggnog?
Yes?
Like the one that David left in my fridge.
I did not. How dare you?
The scene that the Bloomin' Onion saw.
I mean, it's true, but fuck you.
The scene that the Bloomin' Onion saw as soon as he cleared the condensation off his glasses was not unlike traditional straight porn, confusing and disturbing. A sausage costume was working a plunger into a bucket of Cabbage Patch Kids and crushed tomatoes that a taco costume held before his abdomen, screaming like the scientist in Flash Gordon when the rocket is taken off. It was never God's plan for mankind to know vaginas this juicy, the sausage screamed. Thoroughly convinced that he was about to rid the world of a great evil, the Bloomin' Onion aimed his gun. Can we help you? The Bloomin' Onion turned to the corner. The gay chicken sandwiches were sitting at the table drinking tea, as is the custom after gay sex.
Yes?
It's true.
Pointing shotguns at their unannounced visitor. As is the custom after gay sex in Alberta.
Yes.
Staring at the Bloomin' Onion expectantly.
I believe that is going to be the end for this week. We'll have the thrilling conclusion next week because I want to make sure that Logan gets in part of this story. So thank you to you guys for taking time out of your Wednesday night to sit here and make weird Spider-Man noises with me. Dave, I know it's late and you're tired. You don't have to do it. Did you leave?
No, he's right here.
No.
He's just good and drunk.
I'm not real.
No. I've never played Metal Gear.
I've never played Metal Gear once in my life. How dare you accuse me of such things?
Or a Medal of Honor, spelled correctly.
I've played one Medal of Honor. Well, two, but, you know.
No, I don't know.
Well, okay, so real talk. Medal of Honor was kind of, like, not a great story. So, like, fucking Medal of Honor, I remember the last Medal of Honor game I played, which was the game Warfighter. Fucking dog shit game that like tried to incredulously like endear you to its shithole protagonist because he's like, oh, he's been to war. And then he came back home from war and was an asshole to his family. And I'm like, bruh, that doesn't make me want. Like, I was in the Air Force at the time. Like, that's how long ago this was. Like, when did fucking Warfighter come out? That game was fucking dog shit.
Since we are going to be doing this somewhat regularly again, I will read the patron list. Thank you very much to our patrons, especially our genital guardians. Discuss.
That shit came out in 2012. Feels so old.
Yeah. I started playing Condemned Criminal Origins again. That game came out in 2006.
Yeah, but that game is good. That's different.
Wait, I thought you weren't able to make it work.
Oh, no, it doesn't work on Windows 10, but I have like 20 machines with Windows 7 on it and it works fine. Same thing with Simpsons Hit and Run, although I'm not playing the PC version of that because save states, because that game is very unfair. There's the worst jumping in any game I've played that's a 3D platformer, including Bubsy.
Bubsy was 3D.
Bubsy. It was allegedly 3D.
No, of some sort. Anyways, back to the list. Discuss, Dizdun Plays, Epidel, Grass Dragon, Mana, Matthew J, Put Cyberpunk 2077 on the Ouya, You Cowards, Richard Pryor, Santa Grimnar, The Waffle, The Man Who, after 800 kilometers, is going to be the man to na 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 you. Tommy Wiseau's third least enthusiastic stalker, and a super special thanks to our Bolgay beneficiaries, Advent Dawn, Evan Baumel, Michael Fouch, Miri, Razor Flood, Sarah for the win, Terez, and Wage. I'm gonna go to sleep. Sleep is good. Don't haunt me there.